Obviously, we all saw the way that how devastated you were after Game 7. I mean, what has it been like in the last 48 hours for you to process the way that game went and just the way that series went for you?
Yeah, it's been a tough couple days. Pretty emotional. Pretty heart-wrenching way to lose. Just so proud of our team and everything that we accomplished this year. And we put our heart and soul into this season. We had a lot of success. Obviously, came up short from our main goal. But we made some big strides in the right direction. It was really tough. Like I said, way to lose, but the series was, I did think that we played really well for the majority of the games, and I thought we outchanced them and outplayed them for the majority of the series, but sometimes you can't always find a way to win, and Montreal was able to find a way to win sometimes, and I thought that they did a good job sticking to their game plan. I thought they played hard. We battled really hard. And I thought Dobash played extremely well for him. Apparently, especially against me. Coming off of a Boston series that I thought I was really strong, both offensively and defensively. I tried to carry some momentum into the Montreal series that ultimately led me to having 0 points. Everyone saw that, which is super frustrating because I thought my work ethic was there. As the series went on, I thought my attention to detail got better. I thought it slipped away from me a little bit in the middle of the series there when some frustration sank in, which for me is a little uncharacteristic because I pride myself on being a pretty consistent player. So offensively, I felt like I let my teammates down with that, but at the same time, I was really proud of my effort. I was really proud of, I guess, a lot of things during this entire season. But yeah, ultimately came up short, and it was devastating.
And just for the record, I mean, out of the Boston series, through the Montreal series, were you playing with anything?
I've never talked about injuries to out there. Everyone's dealing with something. Everyone's got something. I wasn't playing on a broken leg, if that's what you're asking me. Everyone's got their nuisances and everyone's got their little things, but I don't like to talk specifics about that. Sorry.
Alex, I know the big question that was kind of hanging over everything this season with you was the contract, and now that you've played the season, I'm curious how you managed to block it out and what your, you know, what, if anything, you've been able to think about as far as what the next months might look like for you.
So throughout the season, obviously, and if you go back to last summer, we had talks with Kevin Adams and his management staff that didn't progress to where we wanted it to. So we decided to kind of hold off and go through the season a little bit more and then maybe pick things back up. They chatted occasionally. And then when Yarbo stepped in, we initially had some good talks. And then they kind of stalled out a little bit, and we decided they continued to talk throughout the course of the season. And then at a point when we were starting to make the playoff push and everything, I decided that it was in my best interest and the best interest for the team in general to put anything like that on hold until after the season was over. I had my exit meeting today, so I know that Yarmo once again expressed his desire to have me back on the team. And so obviously he'll be in touch with my agent, and That's it. It's been throughout the playoffs. It hasn't been a focus of mine at all. Honestly, I've just been so thinking about the game and about the playoffs, and then that was it. Obviously, the next month or so is I'm going to have to make some decisions here.
Alex, I know for years you thought about getting back to the playoffs with this team. Now that you've experienced it, how did the team experience, the way the fans rallied around the team, how did that all compare to your expectations?
It was amazing. It was a lot of fun. I mean, I think each and every night the fans blew the roof off the building. I wish we played a little bit better for them at home, but I still think we... like I said, we put our heart and soul into this run, and I think we gave them a lot of really good hockey and a lot of wins, and so it was special. I've said it before, I'm so proud of this group. One of the youngest teams in the league, broke the 14-year curse, as people called it, and we made it to the second round for the first time in 18 years, and you look back in December, and if someone made that bet, they probably would have made a lot of money on it. So it was what we did, I thought was really special. Loved every second of it. Loved being with my teammates throughout the whole thing. We had so much fun during the regular season and during the playoffs, and just bonding with the guys. And it's been awesome. It's definitely leaked into my family life. My oldest son now is just obsessed with hockey, and we have to do. I got him a little mini rink, and he's got rollerblades up in our playroom, and he's. I have to introduce him as number 89 with the Buffalo Sabres, Trippy Tuck, and we put on the Dire Straits song there, and he goes and skates a couple laps and puts a stick up in the air. It's nothing like it, honestly. So it's a lot of fun, and he's got that Let's Go Buffalo chant down with the drum to a thunder science. So it's a lot of fun for me.
Alex, how much this whole journey for you coming here in the trade and growing up as a fan of the team and all of this and being able to be part of this for you personally, how much have you allowed yourself to just kind of feel all of that? And what does it mean to you to be part of that, to be part of the lore of this franchise?
It's really special. I mean, it makes that game 7 loss that much more devastating too. Because of all the time and energy that we've put in as a group. I know Dahls and Tom are, I think they're 7 years in, I'm 5 years in, Sammy's almost 5 years in, and we've put everything into this group and organization in this city, and we've gotten a lot of love back, and we really appreciate that. And it wasn't always good times. There's a lot of hard stretches, but I think it shows our character and how we persevered, and we proved a lot of people wrong. Like I said, I'm really proud of our group. I'm grateful to be a part of it. Those three guys have been unbelievable for our team, and
Alex, what did you learn from this year's playoff run about yourself and about your team?
I thought we had our game in a really good spot. I think that we proved that we were contenders. I think the way we were playing, and we had a couple come from behind wins, and we won in different fashions. We played two completely different style teams, and we beat one and then took one to game 7. And I think we opened the eyes of a lot of teams around the league and that we were legit. And not only just making it to the playoffs, but almost making it to the conference finals. And Yeah, about myself. I think this is a learning and a building experience for me. You know, I pride myself on doing more than just scoring goals. And so I think I did a really good job of that in the playoffs. I was physical. I was, I did a lot of good, a lot of really good things out there, but at the same time, I know I can take my game to another level in the playoffs. And, yeah, I think, yeah, just excited for the next chance I have.
Alex, Rasmus just mentioned, talked about it, and Lindy mentioned it. You guys had, the leadership group had a meeting with Lindy out west, and right after that, you guys started your run in early December. What do you remember just about that meeting and why that was maybe one of the turning points in the season? Rasmus was talking about guys kind of looked themselves in the mirror. They stopped complaining, so to speak. I mean, I don't know if you can speak to that meeting.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I don't want to divulge too much information on it. I think it was very personal for us and the meetings that we've had and discussions that we've had. I think Raz is right. It was looking ourselves in the mirror, and it was also kind of just saying, like, what do we have to lose at this point? Like, why not just go out there and compete and play the right way and have fun with it? And I think that was kind of contagious. I think the playing the right way, and then once you start winning, you get more guys buying in, and it's more fun, and then it's just kind of, it was a snowball effect, and it was, it just, we just continued to press, like, the issues at hand, that, and we just kept trying to push to be better individually and as a team. And I think it started on that road trip. I think it was a culmination of a lot of different meetings, a lot of different discussions within our leadership group, outside the leadership group, with the entire team. I think just we continued to grow and not only showed everybody else, but showed ourselves that we were legit.
Alex, you mentioned the tough decisions you have in the next month. Do you have a timeline in your head of when you want to have a decision? Do you want to see what's out there? Do you want to make a decision before it gets to that point? Are you working kind of with any timeline in the back of your head?
No, it hasn't even been 48 hours since we lost, and so I've been kind of dealing with that, just trying to hang out with my teammates. We had dinner last night, and just trying to enjoy the time with them, trying to figure out even what I'm going to do this summer, because kind of hits you quick losing game seven. I don't have a timeline right now. I don't really have anything for you. I'm sorry. Like I said, I've just been so focused on hockey and the playoffs that I'm sure once we are finished here today, we'll start having those conversations with my agent, my wife, my family, and with the Sabres. So, yeah, that's it.
Alex, understanding all those issues, obviously your focus has been on the playoffs, and now things turn to your personal situation. Given all the things that, you know, you've said here today, even about your teammates, about, you know, your son, and the fact that your particular role in this franchise has been so unique right from your childhood, guys walk all the time in this league. Guys change teams all the time. Under what scenario do you even see walking out the door here? I mean, it seems almost inconceivable. Is it simply a case of them, they've already said they want you. Is it just a case you guys just have to get the numbers to where it is? I mean, can you even see the situation where you would leave at this point with this team finally getting good?
I have no idea. I wish I could tell you the future, honestly. I really just don't know how it's going to unfold. It's something that I'm going to have to do a lot of thinking about. But, yeah, I don't really have anything else for you. I'm sorry.
Alex, you might have kind of goes along the same lines, but my question is just, given all that, though, the balance of those two scenarios, right? You're at the point of your career where you probably feel like you're entitled to getting a nice payday, but then prior to seeing your family grow here, we know how much this organization has meant to you. So I guess in that moment, how tough is that balance of weighing those two things in that decision right now?
Yeah, I mean, I love it here. I loved my time here. I love playing hockey here. I'm going to do whatever's best for myself and my family. And that's all that's in my power and consideration. And like I said, I don't know how the talks are going to proceed. I don't know what they're going to say. I don't know the future, but my main priority is my family. And where we'll be, where my kids will grow up, and who we surround my kids with, and there's a lot of aspects that go into it. It's not just numbers. It's not just where to play. I mean, there's endless amount of possibilities and options for a guy going to free agency, and you don't really know anything until everything's laid out in front of you. So I'm going to take some time in the next few weeks and really figure it out and see how it goes.
Alex, you know, obviously one of the big things when it comes to contracts is like the length of a deal, right? And you just turned 30, and I'm curious, you know, the last few years it seems like you've prided yourself on taking care of your body, being available a lot, and how much hockey do you think you have left in you? Like, what have you shown yourself, I guess, the last few years about what it takes to have longevity in this league?
Like 15 years? Sorry, I had to make one joke today. Yeah, you know, sometimes after certain games and you're sitting there, and I woke up yesterday and I was like, oh, I might have to retire tomorrow. I think with the technology, with everything, I think with how I've taken care of myself and how I'm going to continue to take care of myself, I really don't know how long I'll play for. I would love to play as long as I possibly can until they force me out, pretty much. I love the game of hockey. I have so much fun with it. It has been my entire life, pretty much, except for being a dad now. And I'll try to play until my son can make it. I love that, but I don't know if I can play for that long. But I don't really know. I'd love to play till I'm 40. That'd be incredible. Never know.
Are there any guys that you've like looked to or picked their brain? I mean, there are guys that like are still extremely effective late into their 30s in this sport, and obviously, like you said, with technology, like, have you gotten to that point? I know you just turned 30, but that's a big number. You know, it can cause
Thanks
some soul searching. You know,
yeah, right. I think a little bit. I think, like I said, with technology, with treatment, with a lot of different methods, I don't really think that the age is something that is as much of a concern as it was even 5-6 years ago. Even some of these serious injuries, I mean, I think maybe 5-6 years ago, Gabriel Landeskog's probably not going to be back in the league. Like, with all the regimen and stuff he had to do, it's incredible to see him back in and playing in top form. So you look at a guy like that. I mean, there's a long list of guys. That was the first guy that popped in my head, but I think that maybe I'll talk to some guys. I think it's more of just, I've always taken it as a day by day approach kind of thing. And, just focusing on today because that'll make you better for tomorrow kind of thing. So, I, like I said, I pride myself on consistency, not even in hockey, but just like in my preparation. And I've been able to stay very healthy the last few years. I want to continue to try to stay very healthy for the rest of my career. So just play as many hockey games as possible, be available. You're never always going to feel 100%, but if you can mitigate some of the major things, it'll help your career. So, yeah, I think as I go down the road, I'll definitely be talking to guys and trying to figure out, but there's always this next new method that if I can get my hands on, I'm going to try it.